Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims and joining us this morning, it's that time of year again and we have Libby Simmons back, Executive Vice President of the Tyler Area Builders Association, along with Steve Latson, who is the chair of the event we're promoting today, the Tyler Area Builders Association Parade of Homes. Good morning to both of you. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Steve, we're welcoming you for the first time. Looking forward to hearing from you. We've been doing this for several years now, and every year we do a couple of shows with TABA, the Tyler Area Builders Association. In February, we talked about the Home Products Show. Libby, how did everything go with that? Was it successful again this year?
It was a very successful show. Great numbers, and a lot of people came out to see the show.
All righty, and fast forward just a few months, and obviously you're looking for the same kind of response, or maybe even better, for the Parade of Homes. This will be the 66th annual Parade of Homes in Tyler and the surrounding area, and it's June 1st through 9th, 2019. So if you haven't already, mark your calendars for that, and we'll go into some of the specifics in just a couple of minutes here. First, the scene setter. The Tyler Area Builders Association puts on these great events every year, 66th edition of the Parade of Homes. Tell us, Libby, a little bit about the Builders Association, who you are, what you do.
We're a trade association, John, and we have over 600 members, and we have builder members and associate members. So we, the builders are probably about a third, and then the associate members ranging anywhere from a paint store to a bank, title company, anyone in the building industry that can work together to help promote the industry in our area.
And to get more information, you can go to TylerAreaBuilders.com or you can contact the TABA office, which is located on Grande Boulevard at 903-561-3964. Steve, a little bit about you. I understand you've been a member of the Builders Association for about 12 years now. I guess this is your first year as chair of the parade?
It is the first year, yes.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about your company and the home that you're going to be showcasing this year.
Yeah, we've been building for roughly 18 years. And we kind of build a wide range of stuff, anything from entry level to you know, fairly high end. My entry this year is really just kind of a traditional home, 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 2,500 square foot home.
Okay. And the name of your company?
J.S. Latson Construction.
Okay. And where is your home located?
This home is located in the Castle Rock subdivision in Bullard.
All righty. And there are a total of 29 homes in the parade this year.
That's
they do
correct.
Stretch all the way down from the Bullard area up over to Teeselville, out west of there, kind of on the border. It might actually be in Cherokee County. I can't remember. I believe it is in Cherokee County.
I think the line runs through there kind of funny. I think we probably do have a few things in Cherokee County.
Yeah, real close to the Smith County line.
That's
anyway
right.
You cut it. And then a couple up in the northern part of Smith County. And we'll tell you how you can get more information on that as we move on through the show. The Parade of Homes, again, June 1st through 9th, 2019. Libby, what is the purpose of the Parade of Homes?
It's for our members to showcase their talents, whether they're builders actually building the home or subcontractors or vendors. It's just a great way for the community to see everyone's talent.
Okay, and if you go to the website, you can get more information and learn how to be a part of the Parade of Homes. You don't have to go see every single home, and I think some people do, but most people probably do not. They may hit one or two or maybe 10 or 15 if they're feeling especially adventurous. Not a parade in the traditional sense of marching down Broadway or anything like that. Just a lot of different homes that are showcased for this 9-day period every year, and people get ideas about the kinds of homes that they might like to build or remodel or refurbish.
Well, they do, and they also have time to visit with the builder, you know, one-on-one, which is not always an easy thing to do. So it's a great time to get out, and we call it our scattered site parade. So no, you can't march to each one of them in a parade form, but you sure can drive to each one and enjoy them.
Well, if somebody wanted to maybe organize a little bit of parade in front
sure.
of a home they especially like, I suppose
they could. They just need to call me so I can be there to take pictures.
Yes, indeed. Always want to capture that.
That's
on
right.
video or still shots or whatever you have. 66th Annual Parade of Homes, again, June 1st through June 9th. And what are the hours, Libby?
Well, they range a little bit. On Saturday, June 1st, we'll open at 10 a.m. and close at 6. Sunday afternoon from 2 to 6. Monday through Thursday from 5 to 8, and Friday afternoon from 3 to 8. And then the last weekend, again, the Saturday and Sunday will be 10 to 6 Saturday and Sunday 2 to 6.
Okay. Tyler Area Builders Association, Parade of Homes, our topic this morning, Libby Simmons and Steve Latson, our guests. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. What about tickets? How much do they cost, and how can you get them?
The best deal going, John. They're $10 for adults, and ticket sales start in 2 days on Tuesday the 28th at noon. You can come by the TABA office and pick them up. You can order them online. There'll be remote locations advertised on our website, or you can wait until Saturday morning the 1st and pick a ticket up at the first house you go to.
Very good. $10 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under, and the addresses are revealed, and ticket sales begin on Tuesday, May 28th. We can tell you a little bit about what's coming up, but you get the real skinny, if that term is still fairly current.
It's okay.
It was a few years ago.
It is with this group. You're good.
Starting on Tuesday. Again, visit TylerAreaBuilders.com to find those ticket sales locations, et cetera, et cetera. And we mentioned that you're located on Grande Boulevard. What's the address, and where do they find you?
1504 West Grande. You can't miss us. We're a big cream-colored building with a porte-cochere. You can just drive right under the porte-cochere and walk in and buy your tickets. It's very easy.
Mm-hmm. Or you can contact the TABA office at 903-561-3964, or again, log on to www.tylerareabuilders.com. Some important questions. Do all children need tickets?
Not all children. If you carry them in your arms, meaning probably a baby or a young toddler, they do not need tickets. But if they're walking, they will need a ticket. And a good time to remind everyone, strollers are not allowed. So it's great if you want to bring your children, just know that you'll need them to be walking or in your arms.
Okay, strollers are not allowed. That's something that's pretty much become hardwired into your policies over the last few years. Tell us, just so people will understand, why specifically strollers are not allowed?
According to our insurance company, it's a safety feature for mm-hmm. not just the child that might be in the stroller, but others that are in the vicinity. So it's not popular. It's probably my least favorite thing to enforce as the executive VP, but it's a safety feature that our insurance company requests.
Mm-hmm. And you want to preserve the integrity of the homes as
Absolutely.
Well. And that really just kind of ties in with everything. I know in past parades of homes that I've attended, sometimes they'll politely ask that you remove your shoes, and they'll have little
yes.
slippers for you to wear. So be prepared for things like that. And believe me, it's well worth it, especially for $10, $5 if you're 12 right. and under.
Well, and don't forget, your $10 ticket gets you into every house. So that's a great deal. All 29 mm-hmm. homes can be seen with the same ticket.
All 29, and again, spread from down around the Bullard area up into northern Smith County. Is the ticket good for the entire parade?
It is good for the entire parade.
And one ticket allows you to go through each home one time for the duration of the parade. It's up to each individual builder to allow a second visit. And that's
it
where
is.
You get into the whole process of chatting with the builders and learning more from them one-on-one. Steve, is this something that you look forward to, actually meeting these folks one-on-one and having a chance to talk
to
them?
I do, actually. For me personally, the Parade of Homes is virtually the only advertising I do. And we have a chance to probably talk one-on-one with a couple of thousand people during those days. And so we definitely look forward to it and want to take advantage of it. And as far as I'm concerned, I welcome them back in a second or third time.
Okay.
I'll tell you, last year's parade produced two custom homes, you know, by that means, people coming back through and visiting with them again, and worked out great.
Okay. Where do folks get a map? And you do need one if you want to know where all these homes are.
You do. The Golden Magazine that you get with your ticket purchase has a wonderful map in it and turn-by-turn directions and the driving directions. You can see the map online after Tuesday at noon, and that's fine. But it is, the magazine's the key. It really does help. So you can look online, or you can stop by and buy your ticket and pick up your magazine.
And I lucked out, because I'm interviewing the two of you. I got an advanced copy of the magazine, and I can tell you folks that when you pick up this magazine, you are going to be delighted. Just the different homes, the different styles, and the beauty of all of these different homes spread all around Smith County. Just looking through the magazine, they're a sight to behold, and we up the ante when you actually go and visit them in person, I'm sure. Where do you start? I guess you can start just about anywhere.
You can. I mean, there are some people that can't change their pattern. They have to start at number one. And then there are some people who will start closest to their home, or, you know, if they're traveling, the closest spot when they get into the area. So there are no rules except just start somewhere.
Okay, and see as many homes as you like, and if the fates allow, go back for some repeat business.
That's right.
If the builder like Steve is willing to see you again. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. We are visiting with Libby Simmons, the Executive Vice President of the Tyler Area Builders Association, popularly known as TABA, and their Parade of Homes, 66th Annual Edition, June 1st through 9th of this year, coming up very, very soon. And also Steve Latson, who is the chairperson of this year's Tyler Area Builders Association Parade of Homes, and in fact is a builder, has one of the homes in the parade this year. Now, getting ready, this is important because people, it's really helpful for people to understand what goes into this. You don't just build homes and invite people over to them and that's your parade of homes. There's a lot more to it than that, and that's what makes it so special.
That is true. It takes these builders a long time. There are many already planning for the 2020 parade, so they put a lot of thought and effort and pre-planning into it, and Steve can touch on the real time frame because I'm just an observer. So
yeah, the time frame this year has been a hot topic for sure because the weather has really, really slowed a lot of us down.
Yeah, the rain and everything.
So yeah, a lot of us are under the gun to be done on time, but looks like I think everyone's going to make it. But yeah, for me personally, we generally try to start our parade usually in around December of the year before. Mm-hmm. I think there are guys that start even sooner than that. So yeah, when you're walking around in a house, you know, first week of June, it's a process that's probably started 8 or 9 months before, including the planning part.
And there are certain rules. All homes must be completed prior to opening day in order to participate in the parade, and homes are thoroughly inspected to ensure they are ready for guests. These really are very special homes, and a lot of time and effort and patience and persistence and really tender loving care go into this whole project, just from what I've seen over the years.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, like I said a minute ago, for me personally, this is the overwhelming majority of my annual advertising, and I'm can probably speak for the majority of the builders that, you know, so we, because of that, we pretty well pour our all into it.
Okay. Looking again at my extra special advance copy of the magazine, I am leafing through it even as we speak, which has kind of become a tradition on this show, and I'm oohing and aahing as I usually do. Plenty of great advertising in here. Some of the different architectural styles are rather jarring. I mean, just the different designs that people come up with for these homes is something that strikes me every year, and certainly 2019 is no exception. And what you're going to find is that there are a number of trending features. Let's go over some of these because there's some repeat business, things that you have found to be tried and true from past years, but some things that are new. Now, this year's parade offers everything from townhomes to boathouses. I want to know about the boathouses. What's up with that?
Well, I can't speak firsthand. The boathouses aren't mine, but apparently we have some boathouses that that rival some of the nicer homes in the parade with the amenities that they have.
Okay, and we those are going to be on Lake Tyler.
Lake Tyler, okay. We have two, I believe,
yes.
And both of them on Lake Tyler, and it's my understanding that they are basically finished out homes on the water.
Mm-hmm. Now, was it Libby? Was it your idea, or maybe somebody in the higher up ranks to include boathouses, or did somebody just say, "Hey, I want to put a boathouse in this year's parade"?
You know, we have a builder that is specializing in, you know, building these boathouses, and so he came to us and said, "Are they, you know, considered a parade?" And of course, the committee said, "Yes, let's go with it. It's new and it's different and." We're excited to showcase them. To my knowledge, it's the first two, you know, full-fledged boathouses that we've had in the parade.
Well, after 66 years, I guess it's never too late, right?
That's right.
Talking to Libby Simmons and Steve Latson with the Tyler Area Builders Association, focusing on the Parade of Homes this year, June 1st through 9th, all around Smith County, 66th Annual Edition of the Parade. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Hours again, Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sundays, 2 to 6, Monday through Thursday, 5 to 8, and Friday, 3 to 8. And the big kickoff is this coming Tuesday, May 28th. That's when you can start buying tickets and pick up your catalog or brochure or booklet, whatever you like to call it, magazine, and get a very attractive advance notice of what you're going to be seeing in the parade this year. I want to go through some of these other trending features. Repurposed architectural elements. Anything specific you want to focus on under that rubric?
Oh, he's looking at me. Okay, well, I'm going to go with it because I'm winging it. I'm not the builder, but we've had several builders do some repurposing, and my understanding of it is they're using different elements, maybe different woods from maybe barn wood or metals that are, you know, and they add such a flair. I'm always impressed that somebody thinks outside the box to do that. Steve, do you have anything to share?
Yeah, the reason I deferred is because I personally haven't done it, so I hate to speak with much authority on it, but I think you hit the nail on the head. It's kind of a creative way to reuse things. I've known of a couple of builders in the past, and I'm assuming this year as well, that literally just go out and find old whatever it be, barn wood. I knew of one guy that bought some old doors out of an old schoolhouse and reused them in that, you know, just things like that. It's pretty creative way to reuse some cool stuff, for lack of a better way to put it.
Creative is the word I was going to come up with. So again, talk about hitting the nail right on the head. Infinity edge pools. That's a term I have to admit I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, and it probably best described by a pool guy, but the term literally means what it implies. It creates the illusion of water being infinite, whether it be off the edge of a pool or off the edge of a hot tub. We have one this year that has an infinity edge hot tub or spa, and I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to try to make it out and see it, but yeah, that's what these pool guys have done. They build them in such a way that the water goes off the edge, and you know, when you're in the pool, it just creates this infinite water illusion.
Now, a theater room. We've done theater rooms before, but the fact that the theater rooms just seem to come back year after year after year just says a lot. It's not like when I was a kid sitting in the living room with my brother and dad watching The Man from U.N.C.L.E. on a black and white TV. Things have come a long way since then.
They've come a long
way.
Absolutely.
Okay. A negative edge hot tub. Can you tell us a little bit about what that entails?
Yeah, and I jumped again. That's what I was talking about a minute ago when we were talking about the infinity edge, that negative edge hot tub. Again, I haven't seen it yet, but it's my understanding that it's the same concept as the infinity edge pool. So
okay, and it's just a hot tub.
That is it's a hot tub that's incorporated with a pool, and so it has basically a waterfall that runs into the pool, but it's created in such a way that it has this infinite water look on the edge.
So a lot of ambiance is what we're talking about here. Sure thing. Now, home automation technology, that term has been kicking around the parade of homes for a good while now, but you know, just based on the number of times somebody tells me on my smartphone that I'm getting another upgrade that I hadn't asked for, which I always appreciate, I'll bet there are some new touches on that this year too.
Oh, yes, there are. I think you need to be schooled on those, but you can do everything from your iPhone. You're driving home from work, turn your air down, get the lights set the way you want them, maybe look at your doorbell monitor and see who's at your door. I mean, there's everything now. You have to really be able to, you know, adjust and get into this century. For me, it's kind of a whole new world.
And smartphones are even smarter than I give them credit for.
Sometimes they are.
On the fly, for reasons that I can't avoid, I just learn new things about what smartphones are capable of. So bring your smartphone with you.
Yes, bring your phone. That's exactly right.
Remote-controlled patio shades. I guess that comes under the same heading as home automation technology. You don't have to walk up to the shade and pull it anymore.
No worry about holding your mouth just right. You press a button. You probably have a lot of husbands now that have several remote controls, not just their TV and stereo, but they've got their shades, so they have to be labeled so they know which ones to use.
Amazing. I think I'm a little slow on the draw of pulling that word out, but some of this stuff really is amazing to me, and I'm sure to a lot of people who are going to be visiting the parade. Now, the parade's going to feature a home in a new age-restricted community. I guess, have you done that before, or is that a new touch?
We actually have. Last year, we had one as well, and it's an over 55 community, and those are really popular, especially in our area. We have a lot of retirees that move into East Texas, and we have great medical care available, so it's really attractive to some people. The homes are typically, the yards are maintained through your HOA dues, and so it's just, it's supposed to be kind of a maintenance-free living environment for people as they age.
Mm-hmm. Now, the parade's going to be offering home styles for everyone's taste. We touched on this before. What we didn't get into is some of the different names of these different styles of architecture. Industrial, modern, farmhouse, traditional, French, country. It might be kind of cool if you could just go through each of these and give us a brief thumbnail, either one or both of you, of what it means, what industrial modern farmhouse means, what traditional means, or maybe if you just want to pick out two or three that you really want to highlight.
Well, I'm going to take traditional because guess what? I can do that one. The others are a little bit of a challenge. However, it is fun to go in and visit with the builder and kind of let him explain or her explain where she, you know, her definition, but of course a traditional. Everybody, you know, has traditional homes in their neighborhood, but there's kind of a mid-century now. The farmhouse has become popular, and I think we have a TV show out of Waco to, you know, thank for that look and that new, you know, trend. But there are, everybody kind of has a different name. I'm not an architect, and so I'm really not schooled in that, but I think that the builders have a fun perspective when you're asking them.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it's a good idea just to speak with them. I build primarily traditional homes, and so I'm not just any big authority on other styles. I do kind of like this whole industrial modern farmhouse thing, and it is what the name implies. It's the farmhouse look, but with kind of industrial features, lighting, plumbing, a lot of times cabinets and countertops, things like that look more industrial, but it's incorporated into a farmhouse. And then of course the craftsman style is one of those that it just seems to come back every, you know, few decades. It just comes back around, and I'm a fan of craftsman style. We actually kind of incorporate some craftsman features into our traditional homes.
All righty, so you have industrial, modern farmhouse, traditional, French country, modern French, Tudor, craftsman, hill country, modern contemporary, and English manor. Those are just the names that are listed on the promotional materials. And, just living in Tyler or on the outskirts for 30 years, from early on, I have been struck by just the different styles of architecture you can see in a lot of the neighborhoods in Tyler. And I think the parade is really a reflection of that and maybe even takes it a step beyond. So yet another aspect of the parade of homes that I think will make it a lot more interesting for the folks who decide to drop on by. Visiting with Steve Latson and Libby Simmons of the Tyler Area Builders Association, talking about the association's 66th annual parade of homes. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. The parade is coming up June 1st through 9th, 2019. And you can get more information by dropping by the TABA office on Grande or call 903-561-3964 or log on to www.tylerareabuilders.com. I want to shift gears just a little bit here. Every year you have beneficiaries, charities that the Tyler Area Builders Association decides are worth supporting, and each of these charities will get a share of the proceeds from year's event. Christian Homes and Family Services, Kingdom Life Academy, and The Cure Starts Now are the three that you've chosen this year. Christian Homes and Family Services, I think, go back a few years with the Parade of Homes. Christian Homes and Family Services and Kingdom Life Academy. The Cure Starts Now, is that a new one?
It is a new one for us to support, yes.
Right. Can you tell us a little bit, just maybe a thumbnail on each of these charities?
I can. I'll start with The Cure Starts Now since it's new. It is obviously looking for a cure for cancer, and it's related to children. And our founding fathers created this charitable contribution piece and requested that we continue with the tradition of these being related to children. So Christian Homes and Family Services is an avenue for young unwed mothers who need help with unexpected pregnancies and to help them, you know, get through and take care of themselves. And then Kingdom Life Academy is a school that has been founded for children that don't maybe function as well in the day-to-day of, you know, the public school system. Mm-hmm. So there are three great programs, and we're really happy that the association will be able to in turn give them support after the show.
If you believe in any of the above causes, another incentive for you to buy your ticket or tickets and be a part of the annual Parade of Homes coming up June 1st through 9th in Tyler and the surrounding area. And of course, it's easy. Christian Homes and Family Services, Kingdom Life Academy, and The Cure Starts Now. You can Google each of them and find out more. I know I did it, and it's all very interesting information. material. Just as we kind of edge closer to the end of the show, still have a few minutes left. The Parade of Homes, just to kind of reiterate the purpose, it gives builder members and subcontractors a chance to showcase the latest in home design and technology. And a lot of potential home buyers use the parade to meet the builders and view their workmanship. Those looking to build, buy, or renovate can find plenty of inspiration. And sometimes it's just fun to walk through these places and imagine what it might be like to even be able to spend a little time in one of these beautiful homes. More than 4,000 visitors toured the parade last year, and you're looking, you always want to get a few more.
Oh, we want a few more, yes. Sure we do.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the sponsors. There are just a few of them that we want to recognize.
Love to. We always want to thank our sponsors. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. The Grand Tour presenting sponsor is Southern Hill Home. Our ticket sponsor is Harry's Building Materials, and we have several rooftop sponsors: Insurance One Agency, Prosperity Bank, Sherwin-Williams Company, Southside Bank, and Suddenlink Communications.
All righty, and as always, I'm sure you thank those folks profusely for being a part of this big event every year. 66th Annual Parade of Homes coming up June 1st through 9th. Saturdays 10 to 6, Sundays 2 to 6, Monday through Thursday 5 to 8, and Friday 3 to 8 p.m. Tickets $10 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under. Addresses revealed. Ticket sales begin this coming Tuesday, May 28th, and the best way to get more information about that is TylerAreaBuilders.com. Also, during parade hours, you can purchase tickets at each of the participating homes. Kids need tickets if they're carried in arms. Tickets good for the entire parade. Go through each home one time for the duration of the parade. Also, up to each individual builder to allow a second visit. And Steve, you tell us that you typically do that. You get a map of all the homes, including directions, when you pick up the booklet, when you buy your ticket starting this coming Tuesday. Where do I start? Anywhere you want. That's one of the beauties of the parade right there. Just a little bit of time left in the show, and a chance for Libby, I guess, for you to talk a little bit about the Tyler Area Builders Association, maybe a little bit beyond what you've already discussed with us, and why it's so important and so special and so worthwhile for the different people who are members of it.
Well, I do want to expand on that, and I'm going to go back to our charitable contributions, if you don't mind, as well.
That's fine, sure.
It's such a great group of professionals. I think we pride ourselves of having members who stand out above the others, and so we're kind of looked at as a professional services guide. So that makes me proud of all of our members. We talked a little bit about the donations that TABA has given back to the community, and it's pretty substantial over the years. We've reached almost $500,000 that have been put back into the community, and this year alone we plan to probably be able to give around $12,000 back from proceeds from the ticket sales, from portions of it. So I think it's a great organization. They lean on each other for professionalism and education and advocacy, but they all have giving hearts too and want to make sure we give back to the community as well. So that's a pretty nice blend of people.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we usually try and talk about on the show that I don't think we've touched on yet, when you look about sustaining a vital economy and economic development in Tyler and the Smith County area, one of the reasons people want to come here, move here, do business here, visit here, is that you have a community that offers things like beautiful homes and opportunities like this, the Parade of Homes, for people to come and scope out what's available.
I agree, John. I think we're a really fortunate community.
And getting ready to kind of wrap things up here, we'll just kind of go over everything in short form as we wind up the show, talking to Libby Simmons and Steve Latson about the Tyler Area Builders Association 66th Annual Parade of Homes. It is coming up June 1st through 9th. It'll be here before you know it. You can start buying tickets on Tuesday, May 28th, $10 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under. And again, keep in mind the amount of work, the time, the effort, and the dedication, Steve, that it takes to really get a home listed on that parade of homes and encourage people to come in and take a look at it and get ideas for their own home. And I'm sure you get a lot of the Tyler Area Builders Association covers a wide geographic range well beyond Smith County. And I'm sure you're going to be getting a lot of visitors from out of town as well, and that's important. Libby Simmons, Executive Vice President of the Tyler Area Builders Association. Steve Latson, Chairman of this year's Tyler Area Builders Association Parade of Homes, coming up in June. Our guest this morning, thanks so much to both of you for coming in and getting us up to date again.
John, thanks for having us.
You bet. Libby and Steve for the Tyler Area Builders Association, our guests this morning. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.